final issue. We talked before about the node negative, ER positive patient. And, you know, it's fortunate now breast cancer, because of screening mammography, is to a great extent a node negative disease. That's certainly the most common presentation. But what about the patient with a node negative HER2 positive tumor? There were patients with node negative tumors in these trials. Can you talk about what was seen and in clinical practice where you think it's reasonable to use trastuzumab and chemotherapy in node negative patients?
The first point is that on these trials, women with ER-positive breast cancer gained just as much benefit from trastuzumab as did women with ER-negative disease. So just because you have a hormone receptor-positive patient doesn't mean you shouldn't be offering them trastuzumab. The second point is the trials in general did not include small tumors. So for the tumors that were less than or equal to 1 centimeter, only the BCIRG allowed the node-negative small tumors onto that trial. The HERA trial allowed women with a 1 centimeter or greater tumor to be included, and the NCCTG trial included women with 2 centimeter or higher node-negative disease, whereas the NSABP confined themselves strictly to node-positive disease. So you're asking a question where there's only small numbers of patients who have been treated with the node-negative subgroup, the ER-positive subgroup, and it's a little unclear right now how much additional benefit these women would get from chemotherapy plus trastuzumab as opposed to just hormonal therapy. The subgroup analyses haven't been dissected to the point where we have the small tumors that are node negative that were ER positive, to answer your question. The hope would be that in the fullness of time, with further follow-up of HERA in particular and BCIRG, we'll try to pull out those numbers. But the event rate we expect to be small, and it'll be a while before we're comfortable. However, the one worrying thing is that there's a very nice study out of Finland where all of the women in that country who had breast cancers diagnosed over a 2-year period, all of their tumors were basically brought together, and FISH amplification was determined in women who had tumors less than 1 centimeter, and the ER-positive less than 1 centimeter group that was HER2-amplified still had a bad prognosis. And at 10 years, there was about 20% of women who had had a recurrence.
Well, I guess, you know, you were talking before about the aromatase inhibitors and sort of following the data, where we're not really sure what to do. What I hear a lot of people in practice saying about node negative is they'll treat the same patients who could have gotten into the trials. They might pick one trial versus another. And in terms of those smaller tumors under a centimeter, I think there's a lot of controversy, but I think most people are treating the same patients who'd have gotten in, at least probably the U.S. trial. What do you think?
I think that's probably the standard of care.
That's true.
But we haven't done the subgroup analysis to know whether that woman clearly would have benefited. So I think, given the fact that there is a very real risk of congestive heart failure, let's be frank, it's at greater than 2.5%. At its highest, it's 4.1%. We're looking at a very real risk of congestive heart failure. And for these low-risk women, I'm not certain that you could just blindly go and treat them. If you're going to do so, you'd have to have a very clear discussion with that patient that we don't know for sure how bad her prognosis is. It's better than most HER2-driven breast cancers. And that her side effects are going to be just as much as anyone with a much higher risk tumor. So this is where the risks and the benefits have to be very carefully balanced, and this becomes the art of medicine rather than the science.